You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna, how are you?
Very good. It's a busy week.
It's a busy week in the world of books.
All yes. On.
Auckland Writers' Fest.
Auckland Writers' Fest and also the Auckland New Zealand Book Awards are all this week.
Blimey.
And Writers' Festival kicks off tomorrow.
It's a very exciting time.
So I'm doing a self-serving review because I am chairing an event on Friday and I have been very closely reading this book. So I would like to review it and preview the event for you.
Excellent.
Because when I was asked to chair this event, I had never heard of this author before. So hopefully it will give an insight to a new person to read for everybody.
Excellent.
So this is Katharina Vermette. She is a Red River Métis writer from Treaty 1 Territory, the heart of the Métis Nation, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. She will be here this week as part of the First Nations series at the Writers' Festival, which is supported by the High Commission of Canada. And she has written this book called The Strangers. It came out in 2021. And so this is her second novel. Her first novel was called The Break. That came out in 2016. And she's taken a character from The Break who sparks off The Strangers.
Oh, that's cool. I like it when authors do that. It's not really a sequel or a prequel. It's just kind of within the universe of this first idea that they had.
That's right. You can tell she couldn't shake this particular character who is not a main character of The Break, but a pivotal character.
Right.
And her name is Phoenix, and she is in trouble. We open the book in The Strangers, and she is pregnant and in prison and about to give birth. And because I've read The Break, I know why she's there, but you soon start finding out in The Strangers as well.
And I presume you don't need to have read The Break to dive into this?
No, right, no, okay. You don't. And so this ultimately is a book about women, Métis people being separated through circumstance and just the rippling effects of circumstance. But she is, as with The Break, she moves around different characters and they're all of one family. So we have Phoenix, who is a teenager in prison, her sister Cedar Sage, who's younger, she is in a she's like in a foster care, and then their mother Elsie, who is a drug addict, and then we also hear from Elsie's mother, Margaret, who she was someone who maybe could have gotten out of this. I'm trying, like, this road of she had an opportunity to go to she was at university studying to be a lawyer, and something happened and it all kind of fell apart, and she's really, really bitter about it. So you have these women who are connected but disconnected. So this fellow's 5 years of their life as they try and find their way back to each other.
Well, it sounds really interesting.
What she really reminds me of in the best way possible is I really thought of Beki Manawatu's Owe when I was reading this. It was one of these books that it's hard, but it's hopeful.
Yes.
And it's heavy, but not too heavy, but it's not super descriptive, but you can let your mind wander. But there is these sparks of hope and connection. What is also really, I think, important and interesting, I think, to New Zealand readers is the connection and the similarities of Te Ao Māori with Métis culture. There is a lot of discussions of tipuna, looking back to look forward, and feeling the shroud of your ancestors behind you as you move through life, and so and how that and trauma gets inherited through that as well as the good things.
It's a big theme of the Writers' Festival this year, isn't it?
Yeah, that I can see that theme
connection
in there.
Yeah,
and I think it's really important. It's
totally,
important to Māori. So, I think people will really enjoy her writing, and she's a filmmaker, she's a poet, she, from what of my research, a big deal in Canada, so I'm really excited to talk to her. And we're on Friday at 2:30 p.m. in the Waitakere room at the Altea Centre, and it's a free session.
Awesome.
And It says that we are going to be talking about how inherited trauma has affected the characters in her work, but we've agreed not to make it too heavy, but to be a safe space for people and hopefully gain some positive aspects of that. But yeah, I'm really interested to delve further into the crossover with Te Ao Māori, and I think it's going to be a good session.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a great session.
Yeah.
Remind us of the name of the author, the name of the book, and the time to find you guys.
So the book is called The Strangers. That is the name of the family. That's their surname, by Katerina Vermet. And we are going to be at the Auckland Writers Festival, Aotea Centre, Waitakere Room, for free, 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. Hot tip, if you're going to free sessions at the Writers Festival, I would line up half an hour beforehand.
Yeah, good idea.
And just get in there, have your book with you, and just, I mean, I always carry a book, so you're like that's just my life anyway, but you're like ready to go. You can set yourself up and get a good spot.
Excellent stuff. Hey, thank you so much, Jenna. We'll see you at the Writers Fest this week.
Ka kite.
Very exciting stuff.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.